Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Wednesday is May the 1st at the Festival of Beoltana, which is the traditional beginning of summer in Ireland. Deirdre Wadding, pagan priestess, is on the line to talk us through some of the traditions and the rituals associated with May. Good morning, Deirdre.
Morning, Brendan.
And Beoltana is important in the pagan calendar, isn't it? Is it a very significant date for you?
It is extremely significant. Now, I will say that, you know, in terms of the cross-quarter days, the Irish cross-quarter fire festivals, the astronomical exact date for Beoltana would be the 4th of May. But, like, the beginning of the whole season, the beginning of the month of May, which, of course, is Beoltana in Irish, will be the first, and we traditionally kick off the celebrations on the first.
Yeah, you see, we could argue about dates all day. Like, people will say meteorologically that the summer doesn't begin until June, but then, like, yeah, you end up with summer in August, which we all know is actually autumn, you know. So anyway, we'll go with May 1st to 4th. The Beoltana season is on us. So what are the rituals that are important at this time of year now in your life?
Well, as a pagan, there's a particular approach to it, but obviously, you know, like all these festivals, they have their Christianized aspect as well, and folklore and different traditions. So for me, it's about, you know, kind of laying out flowers at the door of the house the night before just to welcome in the summer. And there's a wonderful guy called Michael Fortune, a fellow at Wexfordian folklore.ie, who's done huge, huge work on reviving the May Bush tradition. And they have a May Bush festival going on this year with loads of events. And that is having a big branch, or maybe if you have a tree, at the gate or the entrance to your home, to decorate that, maybe with ribbons and bits and pieces. And, you know, people will do this at what we call the fairy trees, which are lone hawthorns as well. But I would just put out a plea, don't put anything that is not biodegradable on a tree, because it does huge damage.
Okay. And okay.
Yeah. So that would be one thing.
And purpose of the May Bush originally, that was to appease the fairies, was it, or to keep them away?
Well, it's, in a way, it's just acknowledging the season. It's acknowledging the growth and the beauty of, you know, nature at that time. But yes, it is a time that is very associated with the Shee or the fairy folk. And I think it's more a respect thing, you know, things that maybe our pagan ancestors would have been doing to, let's say, respect and honour the dwellers of the other world, might have become then a thing of fear in more Christianized times. So, like, kind of keep them away, you know?
Okay.
And I mean, you know, in terms of that.
So, originally, Deirdre, people felt they were coexisting with the Shee, but they weren't a kind of. The fairies were not a malevolent force originally.
I wouldn't go that far. Like, there are people who really specialise in studying the lore of the Shee and what's in the mythology and all that. It is about coexisting, but with grace, respect and wariness, because it's like there we have a kind of, what would you call it, a sort of a layer of beings who do not have the same code as us. So you see a lot of nonsense online about, you know, oh, making friends with the fairies and all this. And I mean, we have stories of like Biddy Early and all that, and people who did work with the Shee for healing and stuff like that. But to be treated with, I would say, respect and wariness, that would be the way, because tricksy creatures, like, you know.
Okay. So did they have bad intentions towards people? Like, they wanted to trick us, did they?
I wouldn't. Now, I don't want to get kind of bogged down in the whole Shee
thing.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, but it's interesting,
it's just,
yeah.
It is interesting. It's just, look, it's another kind of code, I suppose. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't think the same way as they do, and what we might consider malevolent, they might just think, well, that's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I always, like, you know, I run a school of Irish spirituality, Curasush School of Irish Spirituality. I train women to become pagan priestesses in the Irish tradition. I warn them not to get too involved in that, you know, and then if you're going to kind of, if you're going to engage with the Shí, do it with a very sort of careful approach.
Okay.
So let's get back to this time of renewal
and light and everything like that.
So the Maybush, yeah, is a beautiful thing, and I, as I say, folklore.ie, you'll find loads of stuff on the folklore in there, and it's absolutely, it's a brilliant resource.
Okay. So fire then is a big part of Beulton, is it?
All of our cross-quarter festivals are fire festivals. So we have our four solar festivals, are the solstices and the equinoxes. And then halfway between each of those quarters, we get what we call the cross-quarter days. That's where I'm saying it falls on the 4th of May, because that's an astronomical kind of specific point. But then we have to look at the other cycle, the other wheel of the year, which is what's happening in the natural world, what's happening in the agricultural world. And we can kind of safely say that this wheel of the year probably got established by our ancestors in response to, let's say, the agricultural year, you know, the planting, the reaping, the blossoming and so on. So Beulton specifically is the time of blossoming. And we can see that all around us, you know, when the hawthorn comes out. So like, as I was saying to your researcher earlier, with climate change and so on, the time may come where we have to go, oh, look, the hawthorn is blooming, and it might be only April. What do we do now? Do we call this our Beulton festival? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Clearly,
yeah.
Our Irish word Beulton is the month of May. So the whole month of May, essentially, is Beulton. But, yeah, we have to kind of look at what's happening on the land, because really, for me, this whole practice, this way that we work with the sort of traditions of our ancestors is about connecting to the land and what's happening in the land.
And listen, so are we blossoming ourselves as well? Are we kind of, you know...
Precisely. Yeah. Precisely. Now,
you know what I'm
say,
saying here.
You know, for our ancestors, did they think like we do now? We don't know. What were their exact ways of celebrating? What were their ceremonies? Let's be really honest. We don't know. So the two things that we have in terms of, let's say, reconstructing an Indigenous practice is our mythology and what we find there, and the sacred sites, the hills, the particular places that are aligned for sunrises and sunsets. So for us now in this modern world, especially in the Western world, if we're not totally engaged with just the business of survival, we have the freedom and the liberty and the time to look at how do we energetically work with these festivals. So if it's a time of blossoming on the land, that's a time to kind of harness that blossoming, abundance, fertility, energy in ourselves also, you know. So the kinds of intentions or prayers you might send out would be to do with abundance, would be to do with growth, would be to do with fertility, would be to do with what do I want to blossom now in my life, do you know?
Yes.
Or for my family.
And listen, aren't the two of us great that we managed to talk about that for 3 minutes without mentioning sex? But look, everybody knows what we're saying here. It's
well, yeah, I would say ultimately it's about life force, and that
life
is
force.
The sexual life force.
The libido.
Might be physical fertility, physical sexuality, or it might be the life force in the land or the life force of creativity. You know, it works on many levels.
Yes. And awakening, we could call it. There a general sense in ourselves that it's time to kind of, we're moving into a joyful, more, you know, the light is coming
back, and
it's a celebratory time of the year.
Even if you think about people, you know, who suffer with SAD, you know, the seasonal affective disorder, that time when, you know, like, you know, we can talk about the sun coming out, it's gone back in again. But the idea that it's brighter, lighter, warmer, you know, it gives everyone that kind of lift. And that's a sort of manifestation of the energy of this time. It is also about bringing things out into the outer visible world. Like, if you think of it in terms of like the land being like a woman gestating and going through the stages of pregnancy, this is the big full belly, like, do you know what I mean? At this time of abundance and fertility and blossoming. So in the dark time of the year, that's the time for us to kind of retreat, prepare, plan, you know. Now it's about bringing all that out into the outer world, you know.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready. I feel primed and ready now with all this
good,
talk.
Good, yeah. Man.
So listen, what will you be doing, Deirdre, for Beoltana?
Well, as it happens, my precess students, their training day falls on the 1st. So before they arrive on the 1st, I will be up for the sunrise. I will be out. One of the traditions is to wash your face in the May morning dew, and that's what keeps us all beautifully rejuvenated and gives us our lovely Irish skin. So, you know, you might choose to go out and put your bare feet on the grass, wash your hands and face with the dew.
Okay.
Maybe you'll go a step further and you might just roll in the dew altogether and, you know, get an all-over little dew bath.
Listen.
But that would be one thing. I will have my May bush decorated. And also the strewing of flowers at the threshold is another thing, and that's kind of welcoming in the summer as well, you know?
Okay. So, like, look, we don't all have to be pagans, but it might be nice to mark some little bit of ritual for the ancestors and for ourselves and for the transition in the year.
Yeah, well, you know, like, when I was in school, which is neither today nor yesterday, many, many decades ago, as I'm in my 60s now, May was like the month of Mary, you know, and I can remember us doing these little processions and singing songs and, you know, strewing petals and all that kind of thing. So, I mean, that's a kind of Christianized version of honoring the goddess or the land at this time. So for a pagan, you might light your fire, you know, after you've done your May morning dew thing, circle your fire, call in the blessings of the elements, you know, and the kind of ancient Irish way was earth, sea and sky. So the strength of the earth and the freedom of the winds and, you know, the movement and the power of the seas around us. And set your intentions. So, you know, in a pagan sense, you're setting your intentions maybe for that abundance to come, for, you know, fulfillment and fertility for different projects or creativity. If you're a Christian, you might go to a holy well. Do you know what I mean?
And if you're a radio presenter, you might set an intention to take a break. Deirdre Wadding, fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, you've given us all this spring-summer mood there. Deirdre Wadding, pagan priestess, thank you very much. Enjoy the festivities. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.